Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sophia Chang episode. I learned about Sophia. She was actually recommended to us by James Jean, but she also knew about my band, the band I'm in, Mongchi. So we already knew about each other. I really enjoyed her episode because she's from New York. She's worked with so many different brands and companies such as Adidas and Warby Parker and Stussy, and it just goes on and on. She's done work with HBO, the show Insecure. But my favorite thing was actually hearing about her hustle and her networking skills coming from New York and all. She's like got that hardcore New York hustling mentality, and I really enjoyed that about the episode, and I hope you enjoy it too as well. So thanks for checking it out.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. Let's get groovy, man. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome illustrator, designer, Sophia Chang.
Hello! Thank you.
You look like my cousin Sue, I told you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought you were Korean. You're not Korean.
No, you should find a picture of cousin Sue later, though.
That would be hard to find, yeah. But have you gotten that? Like, people think you're Korean?
Yeah, totally. My parents get it, too, but we're not. We should do a DNA test, but no.
You're Taiwanese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you been out there or what? Oh, dang.
Oh, there
already.
We go. Have I been to Taiwan? Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I've been a few times. So I went as an adult recently, like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm still very Americanized. I speak Mandarin.
You do?
Fluently. But
so won't you bust them out real quick? Say hello.
Ni hao ma?
Okay, say hi. Good to be on the show.
Oh, shit.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, no.
Or hi, what's up?
Hello.
No. In the language.
Hi, I don't even know if there's a casual way of saying it.
Oh, how about hi?
Ni hao.
Oh, ni hao.
안녕, 안녕하세요.
Oh, dude, that's good.
Yeah.
Dude,
I grew up with Koreans. I can order
in New York,
in Korean.
Koreans in New York?
Moshisa, pigopa? Absolutely.
Dude.
Because I used to go to my friends' houses and their parents would be like, pigopa, Sophia, pigopa. And I'd be like, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, Stevie,
you could totally.
I get it.
Do you want me to grab your tea for you? Because yours is over here, isn't it?
Sure.
There you go.
Thanks. Yeah. I just didn't want to keep it close.
No, it's good. It's good. So you grew up with Koreans and you're from New York?
Yeah. Queens, New York, Flushing.
All right, dude. Represent.
Yeah.
So are there a lot of Asians out there in New York?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Koreans, Chinese.
Mainly Koreans and Chinese.
In New York?
Yeah, the Asian community. I mean, if you ever have it, people from like East Coast, West Coast on the show, like they'll tell you the culture is very different here. Because here they'll have like a fifth generation person and their grandmother speak perfect English and I'm like amazed. Or, you know, just people who don't speak like their language at all because they were never taught. Do you speak Korean?
You speak better Korean than me.
Oh, okay.
Like the stuff you just said, I was like jealous. I was like, damn, I can't even sound like that.
Did you just
Korean, know? Put it this way. Other Koreans, when I speak to them, they know. They go, this fool.
Yeah.
You sound white. Aww. Your Korean's the worst.
Did you just not?
Even people in Mongchi, like they've like, you're.
What about David? Does he speak Korean?
His Korean's pretty good. Yeah, his Korean's way better than mine. So what's up with New York? I mean, I've been there a few times. How do you last survive during those winter time, like the snow?
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I'm here. We're in October. It's October
cold
now.
As
yeah,
hell
it's
out
rough.
There.
Basically, the best way to describe it is if it's like if you're just walking outside in a winter and you're walking against the wind, it feels like knives slicing your face.
Have you felt that?
And then you have to wait in the. If you're waiting for the bus, so like sometimes you take the train and you take the bus because public transportation is a big thing.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for the bus, you're waiting for the bus.
How and many
before,
layers? How many
before
layers?
Before Google Maps, you wait for the bus.
So what would you rock like?
You know, you wear
sweatshirt.
A lining layer and you wear your insulation layer or layers.
Long undies?
And yes. And then you
thermals.
Have your Gore-Tex or your, you know, your windstopper. Yeah.
And then what else? And then what? You finish it off with like North Face and then like
you know,
a
you
beanie.
Got your North Face, you got your beanie. You try to have as little skin showing as possible because then it's just really cold. But there's girls who go to parties and they wear, you know, skirts and heels still in that weather. It's crazy. I know people who are like that. I don't know.
So
they care about
it. How long were you out there?
My whole life.
Your whole life.
I just came out here 3 years ago.
Wow. So this
still
is
trying
like,
to figure it out.
This is like... Luxury, like, yeah.
This
true.
Is like, okay, price per
today
square
was
footage.
So nice.
Price per square footage that you get out here?
Yeah.
Impossible compared to New York.
So it's cheaper here?
Hell yeah, it's cheaper here.
So what was the rent? What's the rent in New York like?
What's rent in New York like?
For a place like this, a little
for
studio.
For a place
a little,
like this, where though?
Little hobbit hole.
Say East Village?
I don't, my demographics are...
geography?
Yeah, my geography, yeah.
Okay, if you're living in a super fancy neighborhood, the size of this apartment...
in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, but there's different parts of Brooklyn now. There's
damn.
Fancy Brooklyn, and there's cheap, and there's...
Where's
and
the Lower East Side?
And there's Biggie Smalls Brooklyn.
Lower East Side.
Where the hell is Morningside? Oh.
It's Columbia University. We live there for the summer.
Ooh, that's yeah. That's a bit of a fancy-ish.
Because
okay. Of the schools.
All right. I was gonna say.
But I want to say
the poorest part in
I'm
New York.
I'm looking at all of your spider webs on the wall.
Steve.
Oh my lord.
That's how I roll. I'm a vampire. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. There's cobwebs in here.
No, just
you
say,
know what? You know what
just
I think
say it's
sometimes?
Halloween decor. You know? Just say, look, it's tis the season.
But you know what I think sometimes? I feel like sometimes, like, you know, have you seen Bruce Willis in Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
You know how at the end he realizes he's dead? He was dead the whole time?
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I feel like I'm dead. And this
great.
Is just the next... You know what I mean? I crossed over into this alternate reality, and you
this
and you
very
guys
alternate
are dead
reality.
Too with me.
This is very. This is what's up? What's that? Stranger Things, the other place. The what's it called?
Yeah, what's it called?
Upside down.
The upside down. Yeah,
we're in Stevie Weeby's upside down.
Yeah,
it's a great place to be.
So explain to the viewers what you're seeing: cobwebs everywhere.
Lots of cobwebs everywhere. You know, obviously your corners, wherever they can attach themselves. And the best part is the ones that are literally like just hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like vertically. I've never seen spider webs that are just vertical without a spider at the end.
Dude, you don't have, we're going to edit all this out.
People are not going to want to come on this show.
People are going to be like, I need to figure out, I need to inspect your place before I interview here.
Okay.
So in New York, a place like this would be like $5,000 a month or something?
Ooh, maybe 35. This is spacious.
This?
Yeah. For New York, this is spacious. Do you know what?
What are apartments
there's
in New York?
There's a family of like 10 people that can live in a place like this.
Get the hell out of here.
I mean, not everyone lives like that,
yeah,
but I'm just
but
saying. I'm just saying this is considered a very spacious spot in New York.
This.
Yeah.
This would be close to $4,000.
Well, I haven't seen your kitchen. No,
there is
like,
no kitchen.
Like, oh.
The kitchen's right there. It's that makeshift IKEA thing next to the Bruce Lee poster. Do you see that makeshift thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can bring the price down a little bit. Let's just say 2,800. 2,600, 2,800 is where we're at.
Okay, it went down because of the makeshift.
Yeah,
IKEA.
Yeah. But you know what? If you add,
oh my God.
If you get rid of the cobwebs and you put yeah. on some fresh paint.
Well, my girl's got
a window.
Yeah, I'd never open it.
What does it face?
Don't worry about it. It's closed all the time. This is a vampire cavern.
Uh-huh.
This is a vampire cavern. No lights in. No light gets in or out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those people. You don't like sunlight?
I cannot sleep. I need
anti-sunlight.
Complete darkness. Yeah.
Okay.
Dark, dark, dark. Yeah.
All right.
So, man, New York. Are people there a lot different than... I mean, you've noticed
God.
A big difference,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So what are the main differences between a New Yorker and a Californian?
Well, I think we're very direct. We don't like to
That's what you did with my cobwebs.
We don't like to waste time. We're very direct. We'll
call shit out. You went right to it. You're like, yeah. You have spiderwebs
yeah.
in here. Yeah.
I don't even know if there's spiderwebs. Did you interview Spider-Man? Because,
no.
Like, this is not just... These are not spiderwebs.
No. I'll tell you what kind of... They're daddy long legs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's daddy long legs that live... So tense right now.
I am
now.
Just looking at everything.
No,
what
There's
else do we
else.
Have? You know, one time I went to Dumbfounded Studio and mm-hmm. he had a dead cockroach under his, like, it was like this big. And I was like, we're like on the computer and I was like, hey, I just want you to know you have this underneath here. He's like, oh yeah, that's like my roommate that never pays rent. And I was like, how long has it been here for? And I forgot what he said, but I was just like, okay.
You know what? Guys aren't just,
I try to clean.
But I need to really, it's like a real effort for me. Are you looking at yeah. more of the cobwebs?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to go in the, after you could go in the bathroom, but you.
Oh, I don't
you,
think, you, thank you very much.
You could definitely see some flaws in there.
All right.
Yeah. So what are the main differences? It seems like you're fascinated with like what's around you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to stay on topic.
Yeah.
We have to stay on topic.
Yeah. So the major differences between New Yorkers and Californians, what you notice?
Yeah, we're obviously much more direct.
Mm-hmm.
I think we don't like to waste time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People love wasting time here.
Out here.
And I think people's values are different. And in L.A., it's more of a, oh, tell me what your title is. You know, they're very much into titles. That's why, like, me figuring out titles, I'm like, whatever. Like, let me just show you my work and it speaks for itself. You know what
Damn.
I mean? In New York, it's, like, about the receipts versus here, it's very much about, like, tell me what you think or what's that?
It's tobacco. I do it every year. Yeah,
it's
chewing tobacco. My teeth, it rots my, but it gives me a little head. Buzz, like a little buzz, and
that works.
It calms me down.
Can I see it? I've actually never
do you
seen
wanna,
it.
Yeah, you could.
I'm not gonna have any.
Yeah, it's just tobacco-y.
Oh, okay.
And it says right here.
Do you spit it out?
No, I got into the point where it just contains inside my mouth. Yeah.
Uh huh.
And it says right here, this product can cause gum disease and tooth loss. And I know
at least it doesn't have pictures of like dead babies in someone's guts or something because those are gross.
Or a sawed off jaw.
Yes. Does that happen?
No, but. I mean, if I showed you my gums, you'd be like, ooh.
Do you go to the dentist?
I mean, that's like the Antichrist. I will
okay.
not go. Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I
All
mean,
right.
I can go, too. I have, like, low-ass
Can
insurance.
I see your gums?
No, I mean, there's... there's tobacco in there.
Your gums look okay. No, fine.
I brush hard, though.
I don't know how much you want to stay on topic here. I'm
no,
just
no,
going
I like
flow.
This is
I like
fun.
It.
This
I
is
think
fun.
It's fun.
This is
I'm
fun.
Having
yeah,
fun.
You're witty, dude.
Okay, so that's the other thing. Which
dude, you're like,
which like, again leads me back.
I'm like, wow, you're like,
which leads me back to LA.
Right, Bryce?
Yes.
She's hitting me on from different angles, like boom, boom, boom.
Which you know, which leads me back to the LA New York thing, because New York, we're like. Let's move. Okay, before I'm already thinking 10 steps ahead, LA.
California's like, chill, bro.
Yeah, especially if you're from San Diego.
Yeah. No,
oh
I'm chill. Relax,
Yeah,
bro.
No.
Let's
no.
go get a burrito,
Drives
bro.
Me nuts.
You don't
I can't
like that?
Stay still like that. I'm
so
like,
New Yorkers
I have
are
to
more...
know what we're doing. Where are we going? What's going on? Let me have a plan. And then I can go with the flow within the scope, but I need a scope.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they walk so... I was there one time, and this person, I was just walking, like, just doing my Cali walk.
No, that is the worst thing you can do.
And we was
going
to fight. They're like, excuse me.
I will say that to people. And then, I'll be like, this is not a Sunday. Like, this is not a like, Sunday struggle,
you know. And then I like sat on the side where the Starbucks was. I was just like trying to like observe the flow. People, their hustle. Yeah. This guy was setting up his peanuts and stuff on this. They're hustling out there.
We have a place to go. We have a place to be. We have something to do, and that's it.
But why you walk, dude? I'm telling you, they walk like you're speed walking.
On time.
Oh.
Here's the other thing. I mean, I can go ahead.
Break it down. Break it down. This is interesting
here,
to me.
When I'm in traffic. If someone's driving poorly in front of me, driving slow in front of me, I'm behind them. In New York, if someone's walking slow or being stupid, I can walk right around them. I'll walk into the street, walk around cars, and I'm good. I can still be on my way and be on my own time versus here. Or, you know, a traffic light. I have to wait for a machine to tell me when to go. Versus in New York, if there's no cars, I'm going to go. I don't wait for permission. You're not waiting for permission. You just do it. Because this is what you want to do.
And so in New York, you don't need a car.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it. It is nice if you go to IKEA.
There's an IKEA in New York?
Or if you go to Target. Yeah, it's like in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
But Target.
I love
you know,
Target.
If you're going to get toilet paper and
Target.
Paper towels.
Love it.
You know.
Are there Asian markets and stuff? Is there a Koreatown, Chinatown?
Yeah. See, our Koreatown is like the size of your Chinatown. So it's small. It's like two block radius kind of situation.
How big's your Chinatown?
And then our Chinatown is like huge. The food. It's like a Koreatown. Not as big, but huge. Yep.
What about the food?
Obviously, it's amazing. I'm from Flushing.
Where is Flushing?
Is farther east on the map. That's where Shea Stadium, where the Mets used to play. Now it's called Citi Field.
Okay. Keep going.
What else is there? We have the Unisphere, so where like Tribe Called Quest shoots their music videos. That metal globe thing, mm-hmm. and then Men in Black, that stuff. So
can
that's
I tell
where
you,
all of it
can,
is.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was my girl brought me to the LA Film Fest. She had tickets there.
Yeah. Huh?
And I bumped into Ali Shaheed Muhammad.
I saw that. Was he on your show?
No, I froze up. I saw a ghost. I was like shaking.
Yeah.
But like this has happened to me before, where a cat so they'll walk by and I'll be frozen and I won't ask. But with him, he walked by. He came out of the elevator, walked by, and then I looked at his face and I went, and I was trying to like. You know him. And then it just went bing. And then I just grabbed him. I go, dude, are you? And then I like totally fanned out. Aww. I go, are you Ali? Are you? I said his whole name, full name. I said, are you Ali Shaheed Muhammad? Tribe Called Quest? He goes, he was so nice. He goes, yeah. I go, oh, okay. You know, I was like stuttering. Can I get a picture with you, please? And then he goes, he was so nice. He goes, oh, yeah.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, isn't your brother kind of in the public eye a lot? So do you get tips from him on how to approach people are you more confident and more comfortable because of him? Maybe you've been with him when he's been approached.
Well, it's kind of different because that we're talking, he's in the comedy scene.
But he's still like,
yeah, but
like people grew up watching him. We had Jackie Chan and we had your brother. Yeah. Who else is a funny Asian guy?
Ken Jeong,
he's more recent. There's a lot of them coming up.
Steven Yeun.
We got the more recent. Back in the day.
I grew up with this guy, though. So,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Know.
It's different.
It's different. But it's different.
The way I see these guys are like gods to me.
So you got a photo I saw. And then what?
And then my girl was encouraging
anything?
Me at the bottom because we left when he was leaving with his girl, you know, by the valet down there. Mm-hmm. It was at a hotel.
You wanted her to be your wingman
the woman? She kept saying, babe, you should ask him to be on your show. And I'll go. And I was like, I was listening to her, but I was like so nervous. I was like, yeah, no, you know, let me just chill. Let me just, you know, come on, let me just chill. No, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
And then so I waited too long because he ended up going to the front where the valet was, you know, like there's a bench there. And this other like long haired, older white guy like kind of went in there And then
see, you have that small window. You have that small window.
And you either he was go a jazz for musician. It. He was a jazz musician, and my girl was like, "See, babe, he did it."
He and got him on the podcast.
No, but he because she said he had a business card and he gave it to him.
Yeah.
And then I think the way she was describing it, Muhammad looked at her like, "Is your man okay? Like, is he okay?" And then he just got in the car. Like,
yeah.
So I blew that.
That's okay. Next time.
Well,
you never know, because there's been times where, you know, cross paths with someone, you'll be like, "Hey, you remember me when I just grabbed you?"
Oh, right. So have you, being from New York, like, have you run into the likes of Q-Tip or any of these people?
I didn't run into him, but I was at Whole Foods and I saw Mos Def just pushing a cart of stuff.
I like him. I'm a
fan. But you know what?
I remember I had the Black Star tape. I had the tape.
I feel like in New York, it's like, or I mean, maybe it's just me. When you see a celebrity, you see a celebrity. That's it. It's not like LA where it's like, "Oh my God, like we gotta."
No, I'm not like
everyone
that either.
Takes their phones
no,
out.
No, I'm not like
I'm not
that
saying
either.
You were,
yeah.
But I'm just saying it's super just like, "Oh yeah, okay." It, like
for me,
there.
Because you even said, you're like, "Oh, your brother," because I've seen a lot of famous people like be, but
no one that you admired and that you were a super fan of.
Some people like on this poster, it's different to me. They're like gods to me. Like I put them on a high, like they're like.
Have you met anyone else from the group?
No, I mean, well, rest in peace, Fife. But yeah, I'm a huge Q-Tip fan. Huge. Aww. I'm like, anything he does, like, I mean, I remember watching Yom TV Raps, like, "Oh my God, this is the best group," you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, being from New York, I mean,
it's great. It's great.
I mean, that must have had an impact on
you.
You
know, sometimes I just listen to, sometimes I just pull up Tribe and that's all I listen to on Spotify. Yeah. And I'm like, it's just, I mean, obviously, back in the day, it's like before the internet, there was a very distinct, like, New York identity and a very distinct LA identity. So, for example,
I like
when
both.
I was in
I love Nas too. I like Nas.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's that like appreciation for the music. Back in the day when I was in like, say, it was like, I mean, internet was kind of around. When I was in junior high, I would visit my family in Arcadia.
Where's that?
So that's like San Gabriel Valley in LA.
Okay.
And then it's where all the other Asians are.
Okay.
Our family is there. but like, you know, I used to shop on like Jamaica Ave and wear Jordans and wear like Echo Red and have braids and wear, you know, all this stuff.
It was that time period.
Yes. And it was normal to me, as in my entire community, people in my age group. This is how we dress. This is how we talk. This is normal.
Was that during Cross Colors?
No.
Okay. I wore that.
Okay. Okay. I believe that.
Oh, I did.
And then I would come here and visit, but everyone would be wearing Hollister and Abercrombie, and they would look at me and be like, "What portal did you just step out of?"
Wow.
Because so if you look at old photos of the Puerto Rican Day Parade in the 90s, it was very different from the way Latinos
the
looked. Like very
in the
different.
90s here.
Yeah.
Oh, they're rocking Ben Davis out here.
Just period. 90s period, early 2000s period. People still dress differently coast-wise.
Mm-hmm. So which one do you prefer? I mean, do you...
Oh, I'm a New Yorker all the way. Absolutely.
Your heart is...
Heart. Is, yeah, home is where the heart is. Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Is the food better there than out here?
Because
you guys...
The cool
people,
thing
people
is...
talk about your pizza.
Both cities have great diversity, cultural diversity, ethnic diversity.
Dude, the Korean food here is bomb, though.
It is better. Yeah, Korean food is better. Yeah. Standards are higher.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something Korean to say, but it's okay.
No, it's okay.
I'll maybe I could which is like, of course, right? Or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Dude, you could totally put
it. Kuruchu.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Oh, pizza.
Yeah. Is the... Because I went out there and I just got a slice. I don't know where. And I was eating it. And I'm like,
well, you got to go to good places and bad places. It's like getting, I'm in LA. I'm going to get a taco. And you just go anywhere.
Oh, right. You need to know where.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Okay. Yeah. And then, but there's a thing that you guys have. You have like bomb ass delis there.
The bodegas.
So explain to the people on the West Coast,
what
is a bodega?
It's basically your corner store. So they sell your cigarettes. Your Arizona green tea for 99 cents, condoms, ice cream. You get everything.
Cigarettes.
And then the nicer ones, you can get like mac and cheese, some potato chips.
24 hours?
Some of them are, most
That's
of them are 24
like
hours.
I love New York
they have bulletproof plexiglass. Mm-hmm. anytime, at any point you need something, it's probably on a corner, a block or two away.
Wow.
Like every corner,
anything
there's
you
one.
Need.
Yep.
That's awesome. See, out here things closed down. Well, 7-Eleven, but.
And also this neighborhood is like, yeah.
Oof. Let's talk about it. So we're not going to disclose what neighborhood, but you said your friend got her car jacked.
Her car got jacked.
Around these streets.
So then she had to report it, and they found it like a month later, and it was just like there was like a wig in it. There was like all this stuff. You know, the stuff you usually see on the streets, because like if you're walking your dog, you see all this stuff. Yeah. Just like
Are
creepy
you sure
crawlers.
It was this street's not that.
It was she lived on Mansfield and Fountain. This isn't okay, live, well, so it's okay. Just bleep it.
Okay. Damn.
Okay, I'll tell you.
When
stuff,
I was
right?
walking, okay,
this
when
is
I
a
was
really dark street.
Yeah,
too.
When I walked my dog, the other night around where the street you just the street that you just said, and in a little nook out of nowhere, there's this crackhead lady,
just a person,
just in this like a little nook like this, yeah. And she goes, "Hi."
Yep.
And I was like, and then she said literally. It again. She goes, "Hi," and I'm like, "All right, Kirby."
Yeah, that's
makes
sense.
And then let me tell you something, and this is scary. Thank God we have cameras out front.
Uh-huh.
But one night, morning, five in the morning ish, uh-huh. Kirby was going crazy, like barking, like hard, like directly.
Oh my God, is there someone looking inside
and
your
then,
apartment?
No. And then I go, but I was so tired, I didn't even. Usually, I open like I grab a little. My IKEA knife. then I opened the door. But I didn't do that. But then later when I went to walk him, I opened the door and then there was stuff on the stairs there.
Yeah, there's just like people's junk.
Yeah,
like
no,
just
no,
trash.
It was my stuff because I have stuff on the side of my place. Like just like little toys, like video game toys or stuff.
He said toys.
But whoever did this arranged it like meticulously. It was like meth behavior.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what the hell? It kind of like, and then I my neighbor out front has the password to the cameras. So I told him, I go, dude, can you check the cameras around 4 to 7 in the morning? And dude, did I show you that picture? Yeah, it was on a vlog. Yeah. This guy, he was, this white guy, he looked cracked out and he was holding like a something like this, like come. He was the guy that came back here. The guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you know you gotta.
Yeah.
And I noticed Bryce.
Well, you live here.
I know.
So
and I noticed
I'm
lately.
Okay, I'm just visiting.
I just gotta be quick on my toes. I don't stare at him for a long time. I'll ignore.
But
I know
you gotta
you're there.
Watch your back too, because they'll just crackheads are. See that's the other thing between LA and New York, is our homeless people. They're just homeless. They're like struggling, homeless here, mentally ill, legit mentally ill, and seriously on drugs.
Yeah. Oh.
So they like the ones here, because you know I work in downtown. Yeah. They come up to you. They will engage with you. And they'll do things that you can't even, like, you can't even predict. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if you see someone coming to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, here, it's just out of the blue. That's why I'm like, well, you know, if you're just walking to your dog, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other night, the two nights before the night I told you about the crackhead.
Hi.
There's, I was at the same corner, the corner that you already disclosed. And there's this guy, I didn't tell you the story, this pretty buff white guy, like, crosses the street from the other side, from the south side onto the north side. And he goes, "Why is your dog looking at me, dude?" And I go, he goes, and he walks right up to me. "What's your problem, dude? Why is your dog looking at me, dude?" And I'm like, he's just, and I try to like, I was just like, he has
a. Was he a homeless guy or just a regular, just aggressive?
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that. I looked at him. He looked familiar. I'm not going to say his name, but I am in a 12-step program. I'm sober.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. He used to be what I do now. Mm-hmm. He got a year and he went out. Mm-hmm. So, and that kind of saved me because I'm like, oh, I recognize you. And I started bringing up meetings that he might have went to. And he goes, oh, yeah, I used to go to that. Yeah, man. You know, and I like calmed him down.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but it was scary, dude. I had to kind of like, oh, no, there's another thing you did. He looked, so he was like, he wanted to know if I lived there. He goes, "You live here?" And he kept
after
looking.
The conversation?
No, no, no. This during the conversation. He kept going, "You live here, man?" And I'm like, "Oh, no." He goes, and then he paused and he goes, "Let's go get him. Let's go get him. Let's go get him."
What'd you say?
I go, I just, you know, like nervous. Like, no, no, it's, no. I'm like, I try to like switch topics, but you know, but he had like a orange, like a Kroger's orange juice carton thing, but like with no orange
There's
juice.
There's just too many characters here. There's so many characters here. And it's just, you just don't know. Yeah, I've heard.
So I thought New York was rough like that.
It's gotten a little bit better. I mean, obviously LA has one of the biggest homeless issues, the population in all of America, right? Is that correct? I don't know. I might be making
bad,
that up.
Dude. It's getting worse.
I think statistically,
it's getting
worse. Well, San Francisco is the same way, where they're aggressive as well. Oh, I heard there's there it goes.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was smooth. It's okay. So now I have a question. How long does you have like one napkin, your go-to napkin that you spit it all out in? A and B. Oh, there's more. And they all go in the same pocket.
She is the first guest ever on the Stevie Weeby Show to catch me. And
spit
like,
out something.
No.
Because
no one notices.
Into your
no
mouth.
One notices. No one notices ever.
I think people notice and they just don't want to say anything. Oh. I say everything people think.
Oh.
My parents hated it.
You just did it.
Yeah.
She's the first person. Because, Bryce, do I do that every episode?
So did
yeah,
just,
I just usually go.
So it just hangs out in your pocket?
No, I mean, I'll throw it away. I don't usually.
And then accidentally you do laundry.
I just did that. See, it's the gunks in there. Okay.
Uh-huh. And you do laundry and then just, okay.
That's why I go to Starbucks.
That's
I usually have a stash.
Usually people have a cup. That's why I asked.
I know. I told you I've done it for so long that I don't need to spit anymore.
You just wipe it
it's
into
like
a napkin.
It's like beef jerky juice in my mouth contained. Oh. Yeah. And I'm going to pay probably in the future once I go back to the dentist and he does an x-ray, right? Or
x-ray?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not good for your mouth. It's basically putting tobacco in my...
Yeah, I think the x-ray for like the gum deep stuff, there's like cancer or something bad.
Uh-oh.
The way she looked at with me with such concern, she was like, uh-oh. Hey, you know, we don't got that much time. I mean, there's only... We're all going to die one day, you know? If I go out like this, I know it's going to break, you know, my mom's heart or my brother will be upset. But
well,
they'll get over
Kirby.
It. He'll be taken care of.
You know, Mickey Rourke had a lot of, like, mental-related issues. But
Mickey
he
Rourke,
never,
I'm a big fan of the actor.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
but
it.
But he
I
never
love
took
Mickey
his
Rourke.
Life because of his dogs. And I thought it was one of the most inspiring stories ever. So he has, I think, two chihuahuas or three chihuahuas or something about small dogs. And it's like, yeah, he battled depression and suicidal issues, but what always brought him back was like, what am I going to do with my dogs? Who's going to take care of my dogs?
Beautiful.
And I was like, I like that.
You know, Bukowski was an animal person too, like with cats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You hear about that, Charles Bukowski? He wasn't like that before, but once he met the latest wife, she had like five cats or, you know, he wrote poems and stuff about it. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So this is interesting because how are we doing on look how far we are. Like, we're more than halfway done, and I haven't even asked you.
Oh, we can go. Let's go through the questions.
That I wrote down.
Okay, we'll go through them.
You're so quick. She's one of the quickest guests. Like, she could just kind of go any which way.
I try to drive the same way, but it's not as...
I'm going to ask you. So I asked about the pizza growing up in New York. What is the Parsons School of Design?
An overpriced school that lots of rich kids go to, and also they shoot that show, Fashion Project Runway, on there. I'm doing a horrible sell of the school, but
so
it
you
is
went
a very,
there?
It's a no. yes, I did.
Why would you
it's a prestigious like- school? It's a prestigious school. There's lots of like some bunch of great Asian fashion designers that came out of there. I just remember that recently. I walked through a hallway and it was like a bunch of pictures of them.
Yeah.
I can't name any off the top of my head, but they're famous. But anyways, the school used to be a very prestigious art school. Mm-hmm. And then in the recent years, because tuition's so expensive, they accept a lot of these rich kids. And so it just brings down the rich kids who don't really have the intention of pursuing an education properly.
Why are they there?
Because it's an easy way out. Mommy, daddy have money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
it's a nice campus and everything.
Oh, we don't have a campus. We have a building and then another building, and then you take the train to go to the other building.
Oh,
yeah. It's
like
in New York. It's in New York. It's not like Columbia or NYU where it's like a campus.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So there's not dorms or.
We have dorms. They have like various buildings around the city where there's dorms, but that shit's expensive too. But I've tried it.
Yeah. How many years were you?
4 years undergrad. I majored in illustration, and then I audited classes outside of my major, like motion graphics and graphic design and packaging design and all this crazy stuff, coding. And then I also worked part-time in Union Square at like different retail spots. Wow. And I also did internships.
So you did retail as well?
Oh, yeah. I love working retail. Where do you think I get my people skills from?
Oh, wow.
I have to sell you something.
Yeah.
Top performer, and then my competitive agent's like, I need to be the best seller in this store.
Yeah. So what retail spots were you working at?
So I worked at Puma. I worked at Journeys.
At Puma?
Like retail.
Yeah.
Retail, not like at the
company. Dude, I bet you she could sell you anything.
Oh, yeah. That's like, at the end of the day.
You'd be like, do you want some socks to go with that?
Yeah, no matter what you are, you're a salesperson, right? At the end of the day. For me, I'm selling my service and my my art and... And like working with me, I'm professional. And so,
you have to sell yourself. I was looking at your website. You've done so many different things here.
Thank you.
Warby Parker. I just got my girl glasses there. So let's talk about that. How'd you get involved with them?
How did I get involved? Okay. So like, obviously we're in 2018 now. There's a lot of, and I don't know if you get this sometimes when people are like, hey, we'd love to, I don't know. What was it? I forgot what the opportunity was. Something about like
I've been a long time user of Warby Parker. I wear products since 2011.
Oh,
I'm honored and humbled to collaborate with my go-to eyewear brand to be featured. And you did all these fonts and stuff?
Yeah, so they wanted me. I think they wanted to like feature, just like highlight me as like a profile thing. And that's really cool. But like
you did that too? That's like New York graffiti style.
that's bubble writing from elementary school.
Okay.
But yes, I did do that. They pay for it. So again, that's how good of a salesperson I am.
I just thought of an idea because I was looking at your style. Have you you don't have to do it, but have you considered tattoo designs?
That's too much of a commitment. That's
so
scary.
Dude, look at your stuff.
If I mess up?
You can't. No. Just the design. You can't mess up.
Oh, is our next episode going to be me tattooing? Yeah, there's a tattoo shop down the street.
No, I'm just saying creating designs for tattoo shops.
You know,
where you come up with the designs.
So people have asked me before. I've done drawings where people got the tattoo of
it,
like for very, very close friends of mine. And then I've had people just do tattoos of my art and then they just have it. And I'm like, whoa.
How does that make you feel? Does that weird you out?
You know, James had that too a lot. James Jean.
Oh,
like, hell yeah. He's like famous. He's so.
Oh, so
he's
same
like,
with Dave.
Yeah.
They've got the Monko. Yeah.
I mean, to me, I'm just like, man, that really resonated with you that you need to get it on your body. But okay.
So they've gotten tattoos of your work already.
Yeah. And then they email it to me. And then I'm like, oh, wow, that's commitment.
So what does that make you feel like? What's your initial feeling when you see that?
I'm like kind of weird. I'm weirded out at first.
Yeah,
I feel bad because I'm
like a concerned parent.
This is
going to
be on you. I mean, I have tattoos, but I'm also just like, if it's your work, it's like you're used to seeing it living in different spaces, not on someone's body that they're going to die in one day and it's on them.
It's living for as long as they live.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, I just came up with that. So you're not interested in tattoo design, like specifically for shops or whatnot. And then you work for, what about this mural you did in Silver Lake? Let's talk about that. How'd you get, that looked like a fun day for you.
So you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. A lot of the jobs
it's called
I
a
have...
Lululemon mural?
Lululemon?
Oh, Lululemon. Sorry, I can't read it. Lululemon, I'm sorry. Lululemon. And then how long did it take you to do that? I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Did I say Lululemon?
Right after you said it correctly, you mispronounced the shit out of it. It's like, what?
Okay, we're going to edit this part too, okay, Bryce? Okay, so it says right here Lululemon kicks off the season with their new brand, Manifesto.
So they came up with this new like manifesto thing that had all these words, like, I don't know. Stuff. Mm-hmm. And then love was one of them. And then they have this huge mural space. And there's Sophie, we want you to draw something. So I'm like, okay, cool.
I love that.
You want that as a tattoo?
Yeah, I was thinking
we'll do a Sharpie. We'll do a Sharpie version of it on your knee for you. So that was cool. Actually, I never wore their stuff. I bought one of their sports bras and had like the worst experience in terms of their sizing. So then I stretched it on a chair. Do your parents stretch things on chairs if they don't?
I don't remember. Because
I do. I got it from my mom.
Oh, okay.
I got it. So I was like, this doesn't fit me. I'm going to stretch it on a chair. And then I made a video of it.
Oh,
and
you
I
did tagged like a vlog?
Them. No. Well, just on my Instagram and I tagged them. Yeah. I was upset. I was annoyed because it was a very, very small, like obscene fit.
Yeah.
And I was like, they need to stop using prepubescent women as their fit models. And then someone from the company reached out to me and then I built a relationship that way. And then now I'm getting some checks for them.
That's how you did it?
Yeah. I complain all the time to companies. And that's
so there
how
you
I
go, viewers. If you're out there and you're aspiring to do what she does and
well, it's
make
honest.
Your brand, complain to these businesses.
Yeah, because your opinions are important. You're the consumer, and if their shit's fucked up, you gotta let
so
them know.
You gotta complain.
I do that all the time. But
do you
okay,
but
wait, complain?
Hold up. Let's talk about. Do you okay. do you email them? Do you call that? Like, how do you do?
Sometimes.
Is it Twitter?
No, oh, it's could, like Instagram. It'll be like, look, you guys you, suck, and here's why. Look at it. It's broken.
The
fix
direct
it.
You direct message it. Them?
No, I just tag them on my thing.
And they respond back.
Sometimes they do.
Dude, you are like the light bulbs are going off now.
Yeah. Another time, so there's this like skincare company called Heyday. They started out in New York.
You and do then, work for them too?
No. Well, they opened up a location. But it's not always about work. It's about building a relationship with these brands. Right? Because
so,
you're
you
a
started
customer.
With complaining.
Yeah. I love complaining.
Jeez.
Yeah, people.
It worked.
I'll meet
Dude,
people.
Dude, look at, you know what? The proof is in the gosh darn pudding.
Yeah, if you go
look
to,
at this. Look if, at the work you've done.
If you go up.
You've done Stussy too?
If you go
look
up.
Look at that.
And you click.
Adidas?
Yeah.
Let's hear, tell me about that. How the hell did you get into Adidas?
Well, you know what? I started
Bryce,
out
pay
doing.
Pay attention, dude.
I started out doing little things and then it grew more. Actually, you know, I got off a phone today with someone because I was complaining about how much they suck. Every time I'm like, you're from Adidas? Let me tell you all the opportunities that you guys fucked up on events and fucked up on shoes and this is stupid and this is stupid. So whoever your boss is, give me their number. I need to talk to them.
Wow.
But I've also gotten
it's
to a point
that
where.
It's that New York
it's not
mentality.
That,
no,
it's not
dude,
that,
that's that New York mentality.
It's not
mentality.
Only targeting the problems, but also offering them solutions and saying, look, I'm the person with solutions and answers and I can help you. And I know other people that can help support your brand. So you guys need to fix this. Like on their Adidas Women account the other day, they had like a whole campaign and it was about like women, future empowerment. And they're all white women. I'm sorry, no offense, Bryce. But I was
not
like,
in
this,
yeah.
well, in
yeah,
this,
no,
well, you're
intrigued.
White.
He's
you're
intrigued
white.
Right
no,
now.
But
keep
in the,
talking.
In the present day and age, like you need to have some sort of diversity, whether it's bodies or skin color, you know, melanin, something. And so I DM'd them. I'm like, look, you guys need some more diversity. If you need some people of color, let
you
me know.
You said that?
Yeah. They never oh responded, God. But they read
let
it.
Let me see your business card, dude. I need.
I'll have a,
dude,
I'll
you
have
are
a business
just,
card.
You know,
but yeah,
you got
I can sell anything. You want me to be your PR and marketing?
Oh, my God.
I was telling my friend, I was like, you guys should work with Burberry. This would be a great time
you
for you.
You did stuff with Samsung?
Yeah.
Sorry,
how did see. I get that one? Did I complain
no,
to?
Yeah. Okay, explain.
Most of them is complaining.
No, I'm gonna keep, like, how'd you get into Samsung? How'd you get, work with them?
Samsung, you know, I used to work. I wasn't always freelancing, but there was a period of time when I was working full time. And then I got this one opportunity through, like, it's just friends of friends, you know, kind of a trickle yeah. effect. But I had an opportunity to do, to go to CES with Samsung. You look like you're
dude,
disgusted.
You,
surprised.
All I'm thinking about, this is my thought. I'm like, she's a goddamn hustler.
Do you want me to? Yeah.
She's
that's
a,
what I know.
She's
I will,
a hustler.
I will hustle the shit out of people.
That's what I was thinking. Is that the look that I gave? I was,
yeah.
I was just trying to wrap my head
I
around.
I love
like,
hustling people.
She's a hustler, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
You got to optimize the situation.
You are a straight up hustler, dude.
Yep. And I'm also cheap Chinese. So you marry that together or
wow.
Taiwanese, whatever. You marry that together and it is just success.
You did stuff for Insecure?
Yeah, so their first season.
Dude, she did stuff on the HBO
yeah.
on series Insecure. My girl watches that.
Yeah, I love that show. I haven't seen the new season, but yeah.
But you did work for them?
Yeah. You know
how?
What?
How did you?
Building great relationships, the agency that was working on it with HBO, and then this guy, he used to work in the publication industry. His girlfriend was working for HBO, and then, you know, people had seen my work, and then they're like, oh, we need an illustrator. Why don't we get this girl?
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just keep going. Foot Locker. And Adidas.
And Adidas.
So both of them.
Yep, both of them at the same time and separate.
How'd you get into the door with Foot Locker?
Foot Locker. Sometimes it's just through other brands. Foot Locker, that one was just like, they're like, hey, we're looking for customization stuff. Can we get you to create some set graphics and we'll get them etched on whoever buys a superstar, they can get a graphic on the shoe. It's like nail art.
Your face is so filled with confidence right there.
Well, okay. Well, you know what?
That's what I was like. I got him.
You want to know why?
Here's
the best part. There was another illustrator, so it was both of us. And then for customers that came in, they can either choose my art or his art.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I asked the production people, I'm like, who got more selects? And they're like, you did. And I was like, yes, I know.
And that's that smart.
Competitive. Competitive.
Good for you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thing, huh? Wow. You are killing the. You are killing.
So people are sitting
dude,
around
you are
and
killing
being confused.
Life right now. Let's
Thank
go
you.
On to Stussy. How the hell
a
did
stone's
you
throw?
A stone's throw Stussy collection.
Why are you crying?
It's just, I'm so filled with emotion, and it's so inspiring. It's amazing. It's almost mind blowing.
Well,
like,
when people
what the
are
hell?
Like, no, like the oh. answer is. You know, they wow. can't find a solution. It's just, it's. I don't know.
You know what? You're teaching viewers right now. Give them some pointers on, like where how you got to where you're at right
well,
now.
People,
what are three traits right
okay.
now? Yeah, like you
so
could
So one of my
disclose.
First internships mm-hmm. was with Complex Magazine. Mm-hmm. You know about Complex Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I wow. was getting their magazines since like high school. Just started coming in. I was like, this is the coolest magazine ever. This is the first time I've ever seen something with men and women and sneaker culture and music and like street art that I love, because it was like juxtaposed artists. It was
they have
like
stuff on YouTube too. They have
yeah,
like,
they have all
yeah,
this,
like a web
well, they,
series.
They're like a huge mm-hmm. like media platform mm-hmm, now. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, I was like, man, I would love to work for them one day. Like, I don't know what I would do. And mm-hmm. then when I went to Parsons, you know, I was getting my degree. One day I was just like, man, I'm going to reach out to them. And I didn't really know where to start. So, you know, when you open up a magazine in the front, they tell you all the people that work for the company. So I looked down all their names and I Googled it.
Old school.
And I couldn't find any of their email addresses.
Yeah.
But I found some people's Facebooks. So
you
I Facebook messaged
on
them.
The Facebook?
I Facebook messaged them. I'm like, hi, my name is Sophia Chang. I'm an illustrator currently at Parsons School of Design. I'm going to be graduating. Da, 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 da. Here is my website. And I'd love to see if I could do some artwork for you guys. I might have emailed the HR person or someone in accounting or whoever else in whatever department. But I knew that at least if I put 100 emails out or 50 emails out, they'll forward me to the right person. And then I got an interview. And then when I came in for the interview, you know, they were like, oh, well, she knows how to use Photoshop. Let's give her some stuff. And then I worked on, that's actually how I learned how to create magazines through
wow,
that opportunity.
Like spreads and stuff?
Yeah, I didn't learn that in school.
Yeah.
So I learned it through my internship. I learned about digital marketing.
Amazing.
I learned about agency and
yeah.
proposals and how to, you know, the whole team of like editorial team, advertising team, copywriting, video team, all of that.
So it's action, it's perseverance, it's not
Yeah, and
no,
not, I mean, sometimes people say no now, but they'll say yes a couple years later.
So you got to be proactive. You're
yeah,
like,
I'm proactive.
You're like, next. You're like,
yeah, but at the same time, they don't.
Dude, it shows.
Look, they don't know that I exist. It's my job to make sure they know I exist.
Say that again to the camera.
It's true.
Say that to the that's good.
They don't know. The brands don't know that I exist, and I have to make sure that they know I exist.
They
so.
Know now, don't they?
Yeah.
They sure do now. Stone's throw, Stussy Stone. How'd you get in there?
I forgot per se, but I had the opportunity to work on a poster. That was the second job I did with them. The first job was they did a tour with three emerging artists under the Stone's Throw label, mm-hmm. and they were doing this like Asian tour, mm-hmm. and they needed a poster to go with it. And then I worked on that. But a lot of it's just, look, I have the window of opportunity to work with this major company.
Yeah.
Let me show them that I know how to deliver, work with timelines, deadlines, be professional, and just put out great work.
Yeah,
they're
going
to come back. I have returning clients all the time because of that, you know?
Wow.
It's pretty.
You did a TED Talk?
A TEDx talk. Not a TED Talk.
She did a TEDx talk.
Yeah, I told someone I did a TED Talk, and they're like, TED. Oh, it's TEDx. It's not TED.
So let's talk. How did you get?
I had an opportunity to do that. So I got into public speaking. You know what it is? It's just opportunities come, and I'm like, look, I'm here to try it. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. If I don't like it, then I don't like it. But like, maybe there's some strengths to discover there, or I can be uncomfortable on stage and figure it out.
How can viewers check that out? Could they YouTube it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
So what do they type in? Sophia Chang.
TEDx Sophia Chang.
TEDx Sophia Chang. Okay.
Yeah.
How long is it? Like an hour?
Yeah. You know who was on there? Jin the MC.
Oh, I'm a fan. That's New York. Isn't that cool? Rough Riders. Yeah, I'm a fan of Jin.
That was so cool.
You know, I'm also a fan of China Mac.
Who's that?
He's the new.
Have you heard of Jackie Chain?
But China Mac is from New York.
You should Google Jackie Chain another day.
I'll check that out.
He's like from the South.
Bryce, I wanted to get your feedback. I mean, is this blowing your mind or what?
It's hard to keep up.
I'm talking about how much work she's actually, like, the proof is right there.
I think
she's done a lot.
Weird.
You are one of the most inspiring guests.
No, I'm not.
You are. No, you are, because it's like we're going down the gambit here as far as you have a story for each of these things.
Yeah.
You're disclosing it and telling the viewers. What are some other pointers? Give some words of encouragement to people who want to get into your field of work.
You know, what else is there? I don't think it's just my field of work. I think it's any field of work. I think you just have to stop sitting around and feeling bad for yourself and thinking there's no opportunities out there and just making opportunities for yourself. Like a suggestion I give to friends all the time is
Kirby.
Like, is if,
wow.
if, what was I going to say? If you're unhappy, or say like, you know, I have a friend that if they majored in accounting, but they're not a fan of the accounting world, but they're fans of choreography or Def Jam. Def Jam needs accountants. Why don't you go work there?
Wow.
Or like, you know, people are unhappy with their job position. Yeah. It's not what they want to do, but this is what they want to do. So then why don't you pitch it to the company?
So
why don't you pitch yourself a whole different title and a whole different idea and then sell it in a way that fulfills, look, this is the company's void. I'm here to fulfill it. I'm your answer. And here's how exactly I'm going to do it. This is how much I'm going to need. So let's do it.
Dude. You should be on Oprah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Straight
we'll get
up.
One day, maybe.
Ellen. No, I see this in
maybe.
The future. Ellen and Oprah, for real.
Oh, thanks.
Did you have to deal with rejection at any time?
Oh,
throughout? Let's talk about that. So how'd you deal with that?
But it's rejection? A 50-50 chance, though, right? If I'm sending a cold email, they're going to say yes or they're going to say no. And if they say no,
so would you say most?
Then I'll follow up with them 3 months later.
Damn.
I have that. Yeah, I have follow. I'm the director of following up. I will absolutely follow up with everyone. I will
so
Google.
Say that to the, so kids in
or
college
adults.
Or people who are interning, don't just give up on the first rejection. Follow up.
Follow up. If not a year later, not 3 years later, I think a lot of times it's not just following up, but getting your shit in order.
Yeah.
So if your shit looks amateur and people say no, there's probably a reason why too.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I think a big thing too is looking at the people you admire and like, I don't want to say your competitors, but people you admire and seeing, okay, how is their packaging like? How's their presentation like?
Oh.
How can I model it after that equation, but make it my own?
Oh.
You know?
Oh, so you do that.
Yeah. Like if they have a website,
you grab inspiration
that's inspiration
from people you're other artists or
other
people
artists,
in different fields.
Yeah. Like, oh, this person, like, you know, that's the cool thing about being New York too, because you're just out and about on everything with everything. Like you can be inspired by a movie poster, someone's outfit,
Kirby.
You know, a performance, but it can still feed into whatever your work is, whether you're writing an essay or drawing a picture.
Yeah. Dude, I just want just a couple more. I'm just like, this is blowing my mind right now. Adidas. So you've worked with all of the major shoe brands.
Yay.
All of them, right? This is Adidas.
Adidas, Nike, and Puma.
Yeah.
And hopefully Reebok soon.
Oh, that's next.
But I mean, so.
Wow.
Hey, Kirby.
Wow, that's amazing.
How old is Kirby?
He's 2 now.
I love how he just nudges you with his
nose. Yeah, he's like, hey.
And his mouth.
And what's this about the real Wolf of Wall Street?
Steve Madden?
Yeah.
So that brand connection came from me walking down the street in Soho, bumping into a friend, and they were like, oh, this is my friend. She needs an illustrator. You guys should connect. It's like the ultimate. In New York, there's another New York and LA thing. In New York, everyone's family. Like, I respect you. I respect your work. If there's an opportunity for me to get you some money, take it. Go for it, bro.
I like that out there.
LA, it's LA like, is like everyone's for themselves. Like, ooh, let me keep this, which is not good for growth. Most of the work that I've had came from referrals, people that supported me. Wow. I love supporting other people if I can. So then I started a relationship with Steve Madden. They had like a little magazine. And so I started illustrating Steve's tweets that they would put in the magazine or,
amazing,
you know.
Amazing, dude. Amazing.
And it was just fun.
So it's like that New York people are more like down to help each other?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. You know, if you respect someone and you know their work is good and you can vouch for them, it's like family.
And then you did this, the 6 degrees of Illmatic Gnosis?
Yeah, so that was for Complex. So Complex still comes back for gotta work sometimes. Thank you.
For that. Yeah, big fan of that album. Big
so,
fan.
So... Wow. Yeah, so they you know, they know what I do. I've been there. I was interning there since like 2007, 2008 when I was just a college student. Oh.
Wow. Kirby.
Come on up. You want to come up? No.
So what because you've accomplished a whole lot already, what lies in the future for Sophia Chang?
So I have my own thing and then which is great and cute, I think, for the time being to be in the spotlight and stuff. But I also started an agency 3 years ago with a business partner. It's called We Ascend.
Is there a website for that?
Yes, weascend.nyc/ we're going to change that soon.
Okay, tell us more about that. What's it about?
But it's called We Ascend because it's the idea of ascending with your community. Because in the past 10 years of me working in the industry, I'll get a direct call from...
No, Kirby!
It's okay, my dog humps too. Look at that.
Okay.
What was I going to say? I'll get like direct calls from the MLS or the NBA on a job, which is so cool. But it's like, I know a lot of other amazing, talented people. And why
the
don't
soccer
we...
league?
Yeah. Oh, like, why don't awesome. We work on like a bigger job together and, you know, tackle more together and get paid all together?
Wow.
You know? And so the agency is the idea of like working on more bigger production jobs. Mm-hmm. I've had the pleasure of working on agency side and also from the talent side. So I see the budgets people are working with, the type of people who work behind the desks, the lack of diversity, the lack of diverse ideas. And so, you know, we're here to kind of change the algorithm to be like, hey, we've got some answers.
It's
utilize
based.
Us.
It's
very community based.
To network. Amongst other like-minded artists and
stuff. Yes, but also just like companies now, there a lot of people just sit behind desks versus I'm on the street. I know these people. I know the next person that you guys should be partnering
with.
If,
that should
you know,
help out, right?
Like opening ceremony was looking for a female DJ, and I was like, oh, I got someone. Here you go.
Toki?
I actually referred her, but she's a... Did you have her on the show before?
She didn't respond.
Aww.
But you know what? I'm inspired by you.
You want me to text a picture
of her? No, I'm inspired by you. I'm going to follow up with her.
Yeah.
Toki Monster.
But you know
what
happens?
You're always welcome on the Stevie Weeby Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think a lot of times people are also busy too?
Oh, yeah.
You might be catching them at a time where... And then for
that's
me,
why I don't trip. I'm not tripping.
I'm crossing the street and I check my phone because someone texted me and then I don't respond ever because I forgot. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in the middle of doing
all
this stuff.
Especially when they get to that level, they're like, she's probably doing like world tours or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's like, she's getting up but there with like Aoki and stuff. Like she's like really doing
global.
Yeah,
but didn't you have Jeremy Lin on your show?
No. Where'd you get your information?
Oh, I could have said I saw some guy that looked like Jeremy Lin. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
Bryce?
Is there a guy that looks like him?
Maybe someone from the JK crew?
I don't know who that is.
JK News?
I don't know, anyways.
Okay, say the website one more time for the viewers.
It's called weascend.nyc.
Okay, do you have fun today? Because we're wrapping up here.
Oh,
did you have fun?
Did I have fun on the show?
Yeah, this was easy.
Yeah, this was fun. This was easy. Yeah,
this was like, oh.
Yeah, it was fun. Did you have fun?
Oh yeah, this is over an hour. And it flew by.
Anytime you need inspiration.
And we're not done yet because we have packages to open.
Okay.
And I have
to do that.
I have to read off this thing. So I wanted to, this is the time where I wanted you to promote any upcoming art shows or projects like this or your Instagram, your Facebook and all that good stuff.
Okay. My Instagram is ESYMAI. That really just came from, like...
Yeah, where is that from? I was going to ask you about that.
Junior high, when I was back at home in New York, everyone would do like a little bit of graffiti or like, you know, what's your tag name? What's your nickname? And my friend came up with that for me, just SC, because it's my initials, SC. So it's kind of phonetically sounds like ESY. And then MAI is just I am backwards.
Oh.
So it's just I am Sophia Chang. And then, you know, that was my screen name for AIM.
Do you write in New York?
That was my...
Do you write on the
walls?
Oh,
I'm not like those people. Oh. No. I was like for fun. Like doodling. I almost got suspended.
But you didn't do it on the streets in New York?
I did here and there, but it wasn't anything. It's not like real graffiti artist. I'm not going
to
take on that title because I wasn't that good.
You're doing this stuff now. Yeah. Okay, so that's your Instagram?
Yep, that's my Instagram.
And then what about your Facebook?
I don't really use that anymore.
Twitter?
I don't really tweet. Just on Instagram.
What about this awesome website you have?
Same thing. The same thing. That's my alias.
A-S.
Nope.
ESYMAI.com.
You need Warby Parkers. We need to get you a pair of Warby Parkers.
You know what? I failed. I went to the DMV a couple weeks ago. And
do you need glasses?
I do. I did well. I was like, I was breezing by. Dude, I made an appointment. I was breezing by. And then the Philippines was like, okay, time for your eye exam. I don't have glasses. I need glasses bad.
And do you drive?
I embarrassed myself. No, I don't. I don't even drive. My girl has a car, but I was, dude, people in the DMV were like cracking up because I was like, is that a Q? No. Oh.
Okay, we're going to get you some glasses. We're gonna get Warby Parker to give you some glasses.
So Warby Parker, we could use sponsorship because we both, my girl, like I just bought her a pair of glasses at your store there on the West Hollywood. I'm going to holler at you. We could really use more sponsorship and we will definitely promote your eyeglass wear. Okay. And so now at this time I have to Sophia, it was a pleasure. We got to do another part 2, 3, 4. We got to make her this
I'm
a regular
here anytime.
We got to do a regular thing because she's so motivating, and I'm telling you, for people who want to get to that level, you could teach them so much.
Oh yeah, we can spitball anytime.
Oh yeah. So if you want to join, we have a Patreon for the show. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I added a new diary log series every Monday. Have you been checking that out, Bryce? Yeah, I just put it up on Monday where it's specifically only for my patrons, where it's like just like diary, just me talking specifically to them about what's going on in my mind with the show and the album that I'm recording. So go to Stevie Weeby, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Thanks for Christopher Boozygard and Yasim Jamal. Thanks for the kind words, brother, and thanks for buying my music at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. You can follow me on Instagram at QUANGOU. If you want to send stuff to the show, we have a P.O. box. Please send it to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. And with that being said, we have two packages.
So what's your Instagram mean?
I know a lot of people have been asking. My Korean name is Kwang-woo.
Okay.
So it's my Korean.
Oh.
That's why this was... and Awkward's asked about it too, right? Last week. When I was with Mongchi and Money Mark, we're in Big Bear, he was like, dude... Like, he was asking, how do you say that name?
Yeah, I thought it was a Chinese thing.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a derivative. I think it is a city in China.
Guangzhou
or whatever. But it's... I'm sorry.
Really
I know.
Bad Asians.
I know.
really
it's
bad
really Asians. Bad choice. Really bad choice. But it's with me. But
why don't
I changed
you change it to Stevie Weeby Show.
It is changed to the Steve. Well, I could change. Well, some other the fan account took it. There's an account that a fan took. I got to take care of that. You're right. But yeah, it's hard.
And you can
to
get a blue check.
Oh.
I want a blue check.
I thought you had
they
one.
Rejected
How
me.
Do you get verified?
You have to like apply.
Yeah, I would think
and
that you out of anyone would get it.
Well, first of all, it's slightly offensive because you have to have like they need to be able to vet and make sure like, okay, this is a business that's existed for some time and like you know, you're not just some random person. Like, if you look at my stuff, I've been doing this for like 10 years. Like, it's around.
You should be verified.
I know. Let them know. Tell your followers.
So Instagram, whoever works at Instagram.
If you work at Instagram or Facebook.
Sophia Chang, we already went down the gambit of all of the, I didn't even go through all of the work she's done.
Mm-hmm.
That was only like 35% of it.
Yep.
Go to our website and you will know. She's one of a kind. She's on top of her game. She's worked with Stussy, Reebok, Puma. It goes on and on. Complex Magazine. She's been on TEDx. It just goes on and on and on. It just doesn't stop.
You're hired. I got a new PR guy.
So Instagram, if anyone at Instagram watches this episode, make sure you verify my girl here. She's got more than enough followers. What are you, almost up to 70,000? You're at 60. You have more than 50,000. I've saw.
Yeah,
you have
more than 50.
She has more than 50,000 followers. There's people with like 8,000, 5,000, and they're verified. No, they're verified.
Okay, so I have to guess what this is. You're going to open it.
Okay, where is it from? Do we get to shake it?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
This whole scissors in hand situation is very frightening.
This is from, I can't really see this. Is it Row Team? Yeah. So shout out to Row Team. Row Team.
Ooh, maybe we should hold the blade away from.
Oh, there's Steve.
I think it's a shirt. So you're supposed to.
Wait,
open
okay,
it.
Let's.
I think it's a shirt. There's a letter. I'll read the letter. Or Sophia,
read it while I open.
Okay,
it.
Yeah, I'll read it. Everyone over here at Rush Order loves your show. From what we've heard on your show, and Tiger Belly thought this little stress relieving toy might be something you'd enjoy. And don't worry about breaking it. We've been smashing the ones we have in our office for a while, and none have broken so far. Hopefully we didn't just jinx ourselves. Looking forward to each and every one of your future episodes. All the best. The Rush Order team.
What's Rush Order?
I don't know. This is great, though.
Okay, hold on. Minted is proud to deliver independent design to you. That's not very informative. You guys need to improve that.
Oh, I could punch it.
So, available on the App Store and Google Play. What? It's on a coaster. First of all, everything on your branding sucks.
Oh, it's a... It's the enter key on your... I could do that.
Oh, I get what it is.
Yeah, you could punch it. Thank you, Rush Order.
Yeah, but look at all of their postcards. Tell me what their business is. What's their business model?
Drink? This is stuff you put drinks on.
That's a coaster.
A coaster,
What is Rush Order?
I don't know.
And this is why their branding is bad, because you have no idea what the company's about. Here, look at the rest of the box. Call me.
Okay, so Rush Order, if you're watching, definitely reach out to Sophia.
They're going to think I'm so obnoxious. Tap, pay, and eat.
Tap, pay.
Oh, is it a food app?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's.
And this is why.
We'll look it up. We're gonna
example.
We're gonna look it up. So, but thank you, Rush Order. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we
so
have this to be next nice thing to them, right? We is, have to be nice.
Yeah, we have to be. Hell yeah, we have to be nice.
Wow,
no,
thank
I appreciate
you so much
it
for sending this.
No, thank you, Rush Order. I think it's tap. Yeah, we'll look it up. It's an app store for Google Play. I think.
Yeah, maybe we should cut that part. Yeah. Wow, this is great.
So this one is from Isra Sermino Hurt.
Did you get a new
touch of bass? Touch of bass. So, oh my God, I'm looking forward to this.
A
this
new
thing's,
TV thing?
I have no idea. Where did I put my scissors, Bryce? You know what? I have more right here. Here we go.
That's a kindergarten Fiskars. I'm glad you don't have a box cutter.
Yeah, we could use one of those for the Stevie Weeby show. So, I'm guessing. I think it's a TV. I mean,
you have to open
it. It would boggle my brain if someone said a TV.
Well, wait till you see what it is, because I got a sneak
but,
peek.
But I think it might be a musical instrument. It's so
big.
If
we get him an X-Acto knife, please teach him how to cut it away
from
your body.
Okay, so I already said I thought it was a TV. Oh, my.
What's that?
Oh my! It's a boombox.
No, it's not.
No. It's a painting. It's speakers, dude.
Oh, wait! Look!
Congratulations on your new touch of bass, the creatively actualized piece of audio art. We appreciate your purchase, and from us to you, thank you. We hope this new addition to your life brings you as much joy as it has brought us in the creation of this unique slice of life. You are now cool, officially. Sincerely, Isra and Chris, the Touch of Bass A-Team.
So now we can get rid of that.
No, I love that. I love that.
So now we can gotta add that somewhere.
So this is... Can we get this on camera, dude?
Yeah, we see it. Pull it out. Let's take a look.
Oh, wow, look. You can actually see the speakers. You should tear the plastic
off. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
All right, well, let's be gentle.
This is dope. Thank you. Look at this thing, man. This is like some Run DMLL Cool J's right here. Oh, sorry. So there you go.
this is cool. This is cool.
I mean,
I understand what this is.
You could play music on it. Like, yep. These are real speakers.
So it's like Bluetooth. You just put it on your wall.
I think it's a Bluetooth. Well, let's find out what it is. This way we can promote it properly. So,
oh my God.
There's a mounting bracket that it comes with. Ooh. All right, you guys need to upgrade your pamphlet because this whole situation's way too much. But I appreciate the large font. All right, so there's a main switch. It is aux, and there's Bluetooth. So there's aux and Bluetooth. So if you're a wireless person or wired person, that's really cool, though. That really is cool.
And it's like a painting, but it actually plays. You can play music on it.
Yeah.
All right, let's make some room in the walls.
Oh, my God. Look at that. These are like woofers you put that's in really your car. Cool. So with that being said, did you have fun on the Stevie Weeby Show?
I had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
We got to do part two, part three with her.
Okay.
Because she could really motivate and inspire.
So how big is your consumer base? Or like what's their age range like?
Bryce.
It's young. It's mostly male. But it's mostly male.
But you're probably going to, for this one, there's going to be probably.
We're 60,000 or so subs on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. Instagram. We got. Mm-hmm. I forget the moment.
The age range.
Age range.
Oh, cool. Nice. Mm-hmm, that's a good age range.
So you got to, because you had some great advice and great pointers.
Yeah.
You know.
We can even do a AMA or if they have questions that they can email to you.
Oh.
And I can we can answer it together.
There you go.
We're going to do live streams soon.
Yeah, we're going to do live streams.
Get you back on Twitch. Live streams going and do an AMA and things like that.
Okay.
With that being said, join us next week. There's no Little Ray this week.
You want me to help you put it back?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.